Girlicious.
No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, okay, but, like, they know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
This is Gay to the Point, where two gay guys talk about everything and anything.
Or anyone.
In a not so straight fashion.
Fashion.
Anyways, my name is Antonio.
My name is Clarence.
And we're gonna here to talk about something.
Hopefully something. Buying a house. Quick preview.
No, I was gonna actually ask. Oh, so are you into K-pop?
No, I hate K-pop.
What the fuck? Is it because you're racist against Koreans? Is that why?
Yes.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
On Gay to the Point.
Why do you ask?
Well, because I'm like, I recently watched that Blackpink documentary on Netflix.
Why do you always say documentary?
Documentary.
Okay.
Because you have to enunciate each of the syllables, stupid.
No, you're just putting the emphasis on the Terry bar.
Yeah, documentary.
Not all the syllables, just the one syllable. Anyway, so you're watching a documentary about
Blackpink.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. Well, because like you go...
Wait, after watching the whole documentary, can you tell the difference between each of them?
Yeah, their names are Lisa, Jenny, what's her name? And the other one. But I don't know. It's really cool. And then like whatever. They just got so famous. And like, you know, the fact that like they're the first like K-pop group to ever perform at Coachella. Woo!
Oh, that's kind of cool. Well, I do really like the thing that I do have to like, I would say that I really like is what's been going on now is I feel like the like mixing of different like stuff, like music scenes, I guess, or like in more internationality within music, mm-hmm. of like collaboration between like certain like reggaeton groups and like pop groups here, or like Lady Gaga mixing with Blackpink. Like, I find that to be really cool because I do feel like, I don't know, if there's like any good way to be like introduced to another culture, I think it's like by their art. So. Mm. Yeah,
but actually also then we started watching like BTS, like that Korean boy group one that's like really popular apparently. Uh-huh. That I still can't tell who is who.
But okay, wait, I have another question then. If you're going to take Blackpink, there's four of them, right?
Yeah.
If you were to take Blackpink and then like if I show you another K-pop group that has four girls or four girls from another K-pop group, do you think that you could tell the difference?
Well, I can tell that they're like different.
Like, okay, so like people. My thing with the like Korean pop industry, mind you, the thing is like I'm not a fan, I don't really know that much about it, so I can like recognize that it's not like I'm speaking from any kind of specific expertise, but from a very shallow sense, like Rina lived in Korea for a while.
Yeah.
And she was just saying that like everyone gets like plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And like, so when I think that they all look the same, I feel like the thing is a lot of like Koreans can look the same because they're getting the same plastic surgery done. Right. The same thing is happening over here,
yeah, there's a lot of people
but
that
to
also
a
get
lesser
those.
Degree. But like, you know, like apparently like the Kylie, like the way that her face looks, like a lot of girls will go to plastic surgeons and be like, can I get the Kylie?
Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, they want to look like 50 years old and from like
New Kylie
Zealand.
Jenner. Oh, sorry. I was like, I actually was like, wait, Kylie Minogue?
Generational gap. You're older than I am.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I love Kylie Minogue. Also, her sister, Dani Minogue, shout out on it.
Dani Minogue?
A needle on it. Don't you know that song?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to say like Danny DeVito.
No. Yes, Danny DeVito
her
and Kylie.
Kylie Minogue and her sister, Danny DeVito. They're related. I don't know. Either way, my point is that like sometimes I feel like I could look at like those girls, if I didn't really, really know them that well, maybe they didn't have any specific features that stood out to me. And then I'd be like, oh, I kind of can't. I won't remember who you are. I won't.
What the thing is, my question is, do you think, is it subconsciously ingrained because like we, like it's not, you're not trained, like living in like North America where it is more white and Western based, like it's not trained for you to discern like other people's features and stuff like that. Like other than,
I mean,
cause then like, I feel like if we were to live in like, you know, like Japan or Korea or even like your homeland China or Philippines, it's like if you've been there, you're trained your eye to know that like, yeah, everyone has black hair, brown eyes, but then you also train to see what is like the features is. But I guess for us, because we're also trained to know that like white people have stronger features, I guess that's more discerning and just everywhere, is like that a possibility? Yeah, maybe Asians have more similar features that are closely resemble each other, but I don't think that we all look like, or at least like general things look alike. And I can say that for white people. White people look a lot alike too.
Yeah, I'd say that
then,
too.
But the thing is, just like, it's like the notion of like the stereotypical that all Asians look alike. It's like, well, okay, I just wanna know where that kind of comes from.
So I think the thing is, like, if I'm like to think about it a little bit further, like. Like, I feel like maybe this is, like, a grander idea. I don't know. And it's really hard for me to say because I'm not, like, I'm from here. But I definitely feel like in Asian countries or whatever, where people can kind of look similar, is also just maybe the amount of conformity that exists over there that doesn't really exist as much over here, where like individuality is really prized and really pushed. So, you know, you have like goth people, you have this kind of people, you have like all this kind of push to express individuality is much more encouraged over here than it is over there. So like the thing is, in terms of like, oh, girls looking the same, it also has to do with, like, their vibe, their energy, what they're wearing, like, the things that they subscribe to or whatever. And, like, if it's all kind of, like, the same, then that all contributes to me also thinking that, like, okay, there's nothing really striking about you. And that's, I guess, the same thing that I'm talking about with this, like, girl groups. It's really hard to discern them one from another because it's, like, all of them is they can sing and dance.
Right.
And, like, and all the dancing is all, like, is quite a similar style. It's not like any of them are doing, like...
Breaking?
Yeah. So, if you're listening, Korean pop label, come up with a girl group that breakdances.
Ooh, that'd be so cool, actually.
It'd be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with the connotation of, like, you know, the actual culture differences of, like, maybe there in some Asian cultures, conformity is more... prominent there.
Well, okay, but like, and also that's the qualifying thing, how many fucking K-pop girl groups are there?
There's a lot.
So yeah. Like that's what I mean, it's like how would I know that, like, it is like they're even almost like creating them to be the same, you know what I mean, like same structure, same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I guess so. And then I guess that's fair, but I guess it's just like I'm just being biased because I love K-pop anyways. It's just like, well, you gotta try then to discern them, bitch.
I don't have time for that. I'm a busy working woman.
Yeah, you're a woman, but you're not busy. Anyways, we suggest you listen to Danny Minot.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Put a needle on it.
A needle on it. A needle on it. Danny DeVito.
Let's talk about more of these conspiracy theories. I feel like they've been like kind of like a constant thing that's been like kind of rampant throughout our society right now.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
So, okay. So we had a conversation yesterday at work about a conspiracy theory that's potentially happening here on Main Street.
Oh.
So did you know recently, I think a couple of days ago, like... that corner on Main and Broadway where like that French Poutinerie is and like that Money Mart.
Oh, the
there was
thing
a fire.
Where it got fire. Yeah. Gracie Barra thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But there was at least one of my coworkers was saying there's maybe a conspiracy theory, because haven't you noticed that, like,
there's been another fire, right?
In that same area, and that, then you know what they built up afterwards? That freaking beautiful, like, building where, like, the nesters is. Ooh, and, like, also there was
afterwards.
Another afterwards, and there was also one a little bit, maybe half a block down, where they built, like, that giant apartment, which you can't see right now, but it has, like, that mural with the children on it.
But there's a, like, around the same area?
Around the same area, yeah. Okay. But anyways, the conspiracy theory is that, like, either, like, the developers or, I don't know, maybe the landowners, like, they, like, secretly, I guess, like, burned these properties so that they can get insurance and, I guess, also pay over the fact that maybe they're going to build up newer buildings and high-rises.
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't know. I have a few thoughts about that.
Tell me.
I feel like I really love conspiracy theories when they're so grand and not, like, that local.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like they're more entertaining that way, because, like, you'll never know it's true. Right. And also, I feel like they get more creative. Like, lizard people or, like, flat earth. Like, ooh. It's just really, like,
let's go back to lizard people soon after.
I don't know. But apparently there's reptilian people or something like that. Mm-hmm. Reptilian power back in your stereo.
Rawr.
Sitting on a reptilian. No, so the thing is, like, with the that's all I was going to talk about.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, the local conspiracy theories. Like, I feel like that sounds somewhat legitimate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can kind of see that happening. Like, also, there was, like, similar to, it's just kind of, like, where I feel like it fits into conspiracy theory, but not a fun one. It's just because it seems like, oh, it's, like, kind of realistic, and it's, like, really evilly kind of planned and malicious.
Yeah.
But, like, there was another conspiracy theory about, like, hip-hop music or the rise of gangster rap.
Yeah.
That, like, apparently, with gangster rap, it was like all these these people who are investors who invested in the music industry also invested at the same time in private prisons. So they wanted to push gangster rap so that they could like increase crime and get people in their prisons, because for every bed that they filled with like somebody, that they would get more money. But that's also like a lot, like, I don't know, it's like so debatable whether or not that's true or not true.
But that's a crazy conspiracy. I mean, I love that. That's like,
see, but that's what I mean. They're like the funnest conspiracy theories are the like craziest, larger, general kind of stuff that has like affected like all of humanity,
right?
Like, those are super fun.
I mean, I could potentially see, I mean, like the whole like judiciary system, is that what it's called? Jails. What's that?
Yeah. The whole prison system.
Prison like, system. It's like fucked
it's
up.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Especially in the States.
Yeah.
Like, why is it privatized?
Yeah.
But like, you know, money. But anyway, so it's almost like I can see that happening. Like,
right.
In a way of like it logically making sense. And also because like, I don't know, if you studied hip hop, like we've studied hip hop, like, you know, that the beginning roots of hip hop were all about like empowerment.
Yeah.
And not like about crime or whatever.
Yeah.
But then there was this whole period of time, especially when we were younger and even today.
Yeah. About, where it's like, about like, you know, hookers blow. Yeah. Shooting up
like
things.
Glamorizing. Yeah. Crime,
yeah.
Or whatever. And even the today, I feel like it's not necessarily glamorizing crime. It's almost like glamorizing that like lifestyle of like having lots of money, doing lots of drugs,
owning
lots of women,
yeah,
and
killing people, shooting things. Yeah.
Yeah, like 50 Cent, like whole fame was the fact that he got shot 9 times, like that
right.
thing. But anyway, so side note. So I can see that's happened. It's like, oh, there's like an evil intention that you just assume that exists somewhere in the world.
Right.
Same way as like this local kind of conspiracy thing of just being like, oh yeah, all these like land developers being like, well, you know, all these people have tenant rights and stuff like that. So do you want to set a fire? Like, you could kind of
see
the
it.
Motivation
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You could see kind of it happening. But I find what's interesting about that, at least as far as what I've heard, arson is a really hard thing to frame because like it's very traceable.
Really?
That's what
I mean.
Heard.
I don't know much about like you know, like arson and like burn kind of like fire damages and stuff. And I thought that like, you know, when you, especially like, you know, that's why when you kill someone, you burn a corpse because you get rid of all your fingerprints and all that stuff. So, but apparently,
I don't know because I haven't burned any corpses, but that's another segment. And Tony has burned corpses.
Yeah, but you know, we'll talk about that
with the reptilian people.
Yeah, but like I. I thought that, like, how is it traceable? Do you know, like, in terms of arson?
I don't really know, but if I was to guess, so, like, take this as fact, people. But, like, so I think the thing is with, like, with arson, it's really, like, so it's really easy to tell if it was, like, an electrical fire, if there was gas involved, if there was any kind of, like, things that helped start that fire.
Right.
Like, you know, and do you remember the Friends episode where they're just like, oh, yeah, there's a fire in your apartment. And they're just like, oh, we think that it was, like, the tissues, or we think it was the candles or whatever. Like, they can kind of figure out where it came from, like, where was the beginning of the fire. So it's, like, kind of easy to tell where the fire started. And then also, I feel like the second factor on top of that that makes it easy to tell is that if to actually set something fully on fire
takes time.
Is, yeah, like, it's kind of unlikely because of the fact that, like, just within modern technology and modern design, things are really designed not to catch on fire.
Right.
Like, except for baby clothes, apparently.
Because, like, so you burn baby clothes?
Yes. No, I just remember working at Zara and all the baby clothes says, like, do not place next to fire. And I'm just like,
I think it's maybe for the babies, not for the actual baby clothes.
No, I think that, like, because they have to let you know when they're the baby, like, when clothes are flammable. Because, like, naturally, there's supposed to be a certain degree of, like, not flammability for, like,
inflammable.
Things. No, that means flammable.
Oh, whatever.
But, anyways, so, like, so I think that actually things are kind, it's difficult to create a fire, especially create a big fire. So, if you did have to create a big fire, that means that you also had to have some intentionality with, like, being like, oh, like, right, there was, like, all this, like, gas around.
Yeah, you had to.
Something like that. Like, you had to create the fire.
And that's traceable.
And yeah, that's also traceable. Right. So I feel like, yeah, arson is, I feel like, easy to trace. So I think that's why I'm like, I don't know. I wonder if that's true. But yeah. I also wonder if, like, people have just gotten better at arson.
I think so, maybe. I mean, I in my thoughts of, like, just, like, of how to, like, burn things, I guess, like, I only just know, like, old school methods of, like, trying to, like, come up of, like, building a fire and whatnot. But maybe it's true, like, since, like, modern technology has evolved right now, maybe modern arsonery has also evolved.
I don't know. Tell us in the comments.
Yeah. So if you...
Are you better at arson these days than you used to be?
Let us know. Last note on conspiracy theories, any crazy ones that you thought that or heard that is, like, a quick, like, not quick, but just anything.
Bill Gates seems to be the center of a lot of conspiracy theories.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I wonder what it would be like to be like
Bill Gates,
to be the center of all the conspiracy theories. Because what if you're just like, then that's the thing with conspiracy theories. If you're the center of all the conspiracy theories and you're just trying to convince people, I am not involved in any conspiracy theories.
It makes you guilty.
Yeah. Everyone else can be like, well, that's what somebody who's involved in conspiracy theories would say. So, like, it's a hard knock life. For him. It's a hard knock life for him.
And we're talking at you, Bill Gates.
No, I don't know if I support him. I don't know.
I don't know. I just know that you have a lot of money, and probably the reason why people are conspiracing theoring against you is because you have a lot of money. So in the end of it, give us all your money.
But do you have money because of a conspiracy?
That's so true too. So if you do get it from a conspiracy theory, let us in because we want that money.
Are they giving out memberships to the Illuminati?
Oh no, we said that too much.
Can we still get in?
Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope that you got your $3 worth out of our
I think that's like how we decided how much a subscription to our podcast is going to cost.
Yeah, $3. I think that's fast. Like, it's like, it's not a loonie, it's not a toonie.
It's a three-knee.
But yeah, I hope that you got everything that you needed, or not, because we don't really care.
No, it's too hard to live up to my own wants and needs. I can't live up to yours.
So in closing, I'd just like to say, for the record,
nothing is said or sand in stone.